Hello, and welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. You are listening to the first ever Mirror Exposure with me, Jelly Denniston, and I'm very excited about it. So I'll give you a brief lowdown of the idea behind the show, I guess, and then we'll crack on with some music. So basically, it's called Mirror Exposure because I did a philosophy of art module last term, just whacking that in there, and basically the kind of theory behind this mere exposure is that people who are exposed to art, whether it be bad art or good art or whatever, over and over again, the more you're exposed to it, the more you begin to like it, which I guess is a fairly intuitive idea. And basically, I think this is completely applicable to music, and I think what is popular today is kind of dictated by what gets played over and over again on the radio. For example, we were just having a discussion outside of the studio about how much Uptown Funk has been played, which I personally think is a banger of a song, but that's what's popular at the moment. So what I want to do is kind of bring onto the radio artists that are maybe a bit less well represented, or who haven't been played in a long time, a bit forgotten, or even just songs off popular albums that didn't get released as singles, because I think that's a massive thing. And I think people who people only listen to singles nowadays, it's quite rare for them to buy full albums. So yeah, that's basically the main idea behind the show. And we've got the first track coming up, which is an oldie but a goodie, and it's the XX remix of You Got the Love by Florence and the Machine.
Gone, you are my daily meal. sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you got the love I need to see me through.
Sooner or later in life, things in love you lose. You got the love I need to see me through.
You got the love, you got the love, you've got the love. You got the love, you got the love, you've got the love. You got the love, you got the love, you got the love, you got the love, you got the love.
It's free, no, it's free. It's free, no, it's free. It's free, no, it's free. It's free, no, it's free.
So that was the XX remix of You Got The Love. The XX have been very quiet recently. They haven't released an album since 2012. But hopefully they're working on a new album as we speak. The next track up is by a band called Local Natives. And I saw these guys live at Latitude and they absolutely blew my mind. Like, musically, they're so, so talented. And there's five of them and they all swap around and they all play everything. And the track I'm going to play is called Who Knows Who Cares. And it's actually one of my parents' all-time favourites, so if they're listening, there you go. But before I play that, I want to talk about a thing called La Blogothèque as well. And this is relevant to Who Knows Who Cares, because if you haven't heard of La Blogothèque, they're these improvised acoustic outdoor sessions set up by this guy called Vincent Moon. And they're completely like impromptu, basically. And they get these amazing bands like Local Natives, and they've had Bon Iver, Arcade Fire, all these really great bands, and they walk through kind of the streets of Paris playing their songs. And if you haven't seen it, go and watch the Local Natives one of Who Knows Who Cares, because it's absolutely amazing. So here it is, Who Knows Who Cares.
I've been going down into the river, baby. Listen to the sound, something only God knows. You figure it out, I can't stay. Water's in the clouds, is my life about to change? Who knows? Oh,
Welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Mere Exposure with Jelly Denniston, and I have just been joined by the fantastic, full-time, good guy, Mo.
Oh, stop it. What's going on?
What's going on? How are you, Mo?
I am fine and dandy, thank you. It's a bit weird being on three shows back-to-back, but it's okay, you know?
You've been in all day.
Just, you know, doing my deeds.
Doing your bit.
Doing the round.
Me and Mo have been, our position's been reversed because I started out as a humble feature on Mo's show.
Hey, for everyone listening to Mere Exposure, Jelly has just got it. She deserved the show in the first semester.
Don't even, Mo. It's lucky that we're on radio because I'm very red right now. I was just saying to Mo, off air, how my next choice of song is perhaps a little controversial, but I'm going to defend myself because the next one I'm going to play is by Ellie Goulding.
Yes, Ellie.
And anyone who knows me will know that she really is my guilty pleasure. But what I say about Ellie Goulding is her old stuff is actually really good. And it's an old track. It's off her second album that I'm going to play now. Her new stuff, I will concede, is really quite bad. As soon as she collaborated with Calvin Harris.
You know, the best song that she did was... the best song she did was what was it?
I don't want to.
I know that probably doesn't help at all. It's a remix.
The Hive for this by The Weeknd. No.
It Shook remix one of her songs. It's like one of her first songs.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what it is. I think we'll figure it out when you.
We'll figure it out. Okay.
Yeah. Interlude. Okay.
I didn't want to display my awful knowledge of all her stuff and then run through all her songs there. Anyway, so this one is called My Blood, and it's by Ellie Goulding.
Thank you.
Harmonic. My Blood by Ellie Goulding here on Leeds Student Radio. You are tuned into Mere Exposure. I am only the guest. The head of the show is the one and only Jelly Dennison.
But what better guest could I ask for?
Oh, come on. Question. Come on. This is all alluding to something, Valentine's Day. Jesus.
Well,
it's all getting a bit... Woof.
It's nearing us, isn't it?
Woo. Yeah.
You can feel the heat in here.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yeah. Oh. It's like Barbados.
Okay, Mo, tell us about your track.
Right, so my track. So for anyone that doesn't know me, I like all types of music, but I usually I'm seen listening to house. Wait for everyone to switch off. Wait for everyone who's still switched in. Okay.
Or think, what a cool guy.
So I'm not one of these guys that came to Leeds and just instantly listened to house. I've been listening to house since day.
Since day, innit, blood.
And this particular tune is a remix of an iconic song. It is Touch Me, and it's the Ben Pearce remix. You'll recognise the song. You'll recognise it. Okay. And it's just very chilled.
Very chill. Yeah. Here we go.
You
Ben Pierce's remix of the iconic Touch Me here on Leeds Student Radio. You are listening to Mere Exposure with myself, the humble guest, and Jelly Dennison, the all-star Giel.
All-star Giel Dem. I liked that a lot. That was good.
Yeah,
that
it was very like, good. You know, it's like, it's just calm. Like, I feel like people on Wednesday just need that, just like, you know.
Yeah. It's good because it crosses over between calm, chill out, but also, are you going to go out? Ooh,
yeah,
might just
exactly.
Push you over the edge.
It's just teasing you. Like, you know what they do at Ibiza? Like, you're just sitting there, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't even know.
I've heard that we've been compared to Ibiza DJs before. Word on the street, and me.
Yeah. Word on the street. Word on the Leeds street.
Would not surprise me.
Yeah.
The next track couldn't really be more different to that. It is... It's by a guy called Father John Misty, and he released his second album this Monday, and everyone's been going absolutely nuts for it. It's been all over the press, and it is very, very odd. It's called I Love You Honey Bear, and it's essentially an album all about the experience of falling in love, but it's so weirdly satirical, and it's so like he's almost taking the piss out of himself writing an album about falling in love, that and it's almost so like weird and fake that it's really, really true and honest, and it's just absolutely bizarre, but I really, really like it. And he's playing at Brudenell on the 27th, and I'm gonna try and sell my soul, I think, to get into that show. It's completely sold out.
You love Brudenell?
I do love Brudenell. I do love a bit of the Brood. If I could get an interview with him, it would make my life. But
if you're listening, Father John Misty.
He's Josh Tillman from Fleet Foxes. He used to be the drummer of Fleet Foxes, and now he's Father John Misty. But anyway, so let's see what you think of this, because it's a weird one, but it's really good.
Oh,
Welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Mere Exposure with myself, Jelly Denniston, and my dream guest, Mo.
Seriously, like, this is getting, like, you know, this is, I think you, are you just making, like, loads of, like,
I'm just flirting hints? With you, Mo, outrageously.
That's okay.
Like, is that
that's
okay?
Fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Valentine's Day is approaching, as we've discussed. Yeah. Have you got any plans?
Well.
Other than taking me out on the town, clearly.
Well, I was going to discuss that post-show, but if we're bringing it up on air, then, you know, don't want to make the listeners jealous.
No, well, that's true. That's true. My housemate wants to go and watch 50 Shades of Grey, which I'm really not sure I can get on board with.
By herself?
I think she would go by herself if none of us came with her, but...
Can we name names?
We can. I'm going to name names. I'm going to name and shame her. It's Sophie.
Yes, Sophie.
Sophie Petrel.
Yes, Sophie.
No, I'll actually maybe she wants to go on her own, but who knows? Apparently it's going to be completely sold out. I mean,
oh, what a pile.
What a shame.
Can't even deal with it.
Can't even deal. But anyway, moving on from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us about your next track, Mo?
Right. So this track holds a lot to me, just because, like, it reminds me of my youth. I think a lot of people forget the fact that, again, a lot of sort of like 90s house, early 2000s house was played when we were in primary school. People just brush past it because they don't really remember the music. They just remember eating, like, I don't know, log rolls at Christmas or like...
Or party rings
or just like eating in the canteen off those like plastic trays, which definitely tasted the cyanide. They were definitely rubbed off on the food.
Oof.
It's probably why I'm a bit weird nowadays, but it's okay.
It's okay.
And I played this song at a little... thing that I did the other week as well, and it went down a bit of a treat. So this is At Night by Shakedown. You'll know who it is instantly.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. times I can't deny. Some days just don't feel right. I think I feel much better.
Absolute banger.
Four.
That was a real cracker.
Yes.
I did recognise it as soon as we got into it. What you couldn't see was Mo doing his little hands in the air, spinning around on the chair dance, which was quite the treat for me.
Mate, I loved it.
I loved it. Right, so the next song is by Frank Ocean, who we all know and love.
Banging.
And it is called Forrest Gump. It's from his debut album, Channel Orange, which was released in 2012. And it's just an absolute banger. So here we go.
I want to see pom-poms from the stairs. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest Gump. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw your game, Forrest.
I was screaming, run 44. But you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, forest green, forest blues. I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. I won't forget you.
Welcome back to Mere Exposure with me, Jelly Denniston, and the lovely Mo.
Hi.
What did you think of that last track?
I like Tom Misch.
He's good, isn't he?
Ever since I heard Tom Misch, to be honest, I'm not going to lie, I only heard of him like a few months ago.
He's quite new.
Like, but that is like a summer vibe.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. You know, he's only 19. Another one of those pipsqueaks.
He's got a deeper voice than me.
Well, so have I. I'm joking. But yeah, he's another one of them. Wow. Low blow there from me. Well. Anyway, the next track is a great one from Leon Bridges, who I think has just been added to our playlist, one of his tracks. So you can get a double whammy of him if you're listening to Lee Student Radio around the clock, which who isn't realistically?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's really great. He's got a very kind of Van Morrison-y vibe. He's from Texas, and he's quite like, you can hear quite a lot of 1950s America in what he's trying to do. So this is Leon Bridges and What Can I Do?
I don't want much. I just wanna be a better man to my baby. Good love. I was hanging with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love, but it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl. All night long I was out to the morning. But baby, you're tender. Love's when I'm longing. Baby, please. Mississippi River, if you would give me another star, girl. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River. What can I do? What can I do? Get back to your heart. I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl.
And I think that's pretty much all we've got time for at the moment. Have you enjoyed the show, Mo?
I feel like I've been exposed.
You've been merely exposed,
yeah.
Have you? Yeah. Well, that's what we're aiming for, really, isn't it?
One experience.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for joining me on my first ever show. And tune in next week. Ooh, next week's a good one, actually, and I'll tell you for why before we go. Because, as Mo knows, I'm a big Marika Hackman fan.
Yeah.
And her debut album comes out next week in time for the show. So I'll be playing a track off the show and also off the show, off her album, and also the interview I did with her last term.
Oh, classic.
Classic. So there you go. Tune in if you're a Marika Hackman fan.
Yeah. Big up.
Big up. And this last track is by Fife, and it's a Kanye West cover, and it's called Through the Wire.
Through the fire.
There's much on my heart.